This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Congress members are weighing in on the Justice Department's indictment for former President Donald Trump. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert, who's already endorsed Trump for president again, tweeted that he's innocent and, quote, caught in a witch hunt that no American should have to go through. She went on to say it's a sham indictment. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette, however, said the indictment is a reminder that in America's justice system, no one is above the law, not even former presidents. The FBI and Justice Department have routinely prosecuted people for the misuse and mishandling of classified documents, but never a former president. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Officials say the shooting of two police officers on the same day in Denver is taking a toll on officers throughout Colorado. Denver Division Chief Rick Kyle.
They show up every day, holidays, weekends, despite the extreme threats to their safety that we have seen in full action, unfortunately, today.
Kyle says bulletproof vests saved the lives of both officers who were shot in their chests. They have been released from the hospital. Suspects in both incidents were also shot, one fatally. The incidents are under investigation. The Denver Nuggets face the Miami Heat tonight in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Nuggets hold the lead in the series 2-1. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray made history this week, becoming the first pair of teammates to ever record 30-point triple-doubles in the same game. If the Nuggets win in Miami tonight, they could be crowned NBA champs as soon as Monday. This is CPR News and KRCC.